You know what? It's absolutely amazing when you're somewhere out in the countryside, when there's no buildings around, or people, and you happen to see the sun set. It was one of those really spectacular summer days in Australia, and I can't quite remember where we were, but, as I said, there wasn't a single person around, and the sky started to turn from a purplish colour to the darkest of blue. But I wasn't quite alone. I did have my male companion with me next to me. I say companion because he wasn't quite a boyfriend. He wasn't quite a, you know, friend with benefits. But I was kind of in love with him. I say kind of. I didn't want to admit it at the time, but well. His name was Will, and Will and I were just, you know, enjoying the sunset, and something Will had said earlier on the drive there had kind of irked me somewhat. Well, it seems that we, you know, have sex a lot, and we hang out together a lot, and we go out for meals, and I've met your family, you've met mine, but something you said earlier made me think you didn't see me as a long-term prospect. Is that true? Well, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, I meant it like I like the arrangement we've got. Yeah, but that arrangement kind of benefits you. It's not really that good for me. I mean, I kind of like to know where I stand. Well, Jess, I like you a lot. I really do. In fact, I actually would like a bit more than what we do. I've almost been too shy to even talk about it to you, you know. I wasn't sure you felt the same way. Oh. Really? I'm pleased to hear that. I just thought you were being deliciously unkind. What do you mean by deliciously unkind? Every time I look at you, I've known you for a long time. But every time I look into your eyes and every time you put your hand on me, it just sends this absolute shiver down my spine. And it's a shiver that, you know, ricochets all the way down my body. Right down to my cunt. Which will be flushed pink and wet. Highly aroused in wanting of a certain thing of yours. Is this turning you on? Perhaps. Yes, and it makes my clit tingle in anticipation, and that's the effect you've got on me. I want to have a bit of fun with you, Will, if you'll let me. You might have to further explain what deliciously unkind means. Well, I explained the delicious part, didn't I? Unkind, well. It was like you were withholding your true feelings towards me for all this time. We could have just cut the crap and made it a lot easier, don't you think? Yeah. And I'm sorry. I really am sorry, Jess. I shouldn't have done that. But I'm a man, and, you know, men don't like to talk about their feelings. I suppose I'm just as bad. I didn't say anything to you, did I? All these years. No. But deliciously unkind. How about you get your cock out of your pants right now? You mean right now? Yes, well, because there's nobody else around. And I did come slightly prepared in case we did get up to some mischief. Maybe roll your pants down. I want to see your cock. Yes, miss. And there was Will. God, he was beautiful. He still is. I love him to death. And after these, you know, slightly awkward declarations of wanting more from one another, hell, we're married now. Here he was, sort of struggling with his trousers. There wasn't much room in the front seat of that car. But there it was. He had a nice cock. It wasn't a huge cock by any stretch of the imagination, but 6 inches does me fine. And there it was, and he was hard already. And he was looking at me with this glint in his eyes because he wasn't quite sure what I had planned. And I knew what I had planned. It wasn't going to be quite what he expected. I can see you looking at me and thinking that maybe she'll sit on my cock. Maybe she'll ride my boner and have her boobs jiggle in my face. And, you know, you'll feel those muscles of my pussy contracting on your dick. I'm not doing that. There's not much room in this car. I'm not doing that. And you may also think, is she going to wrap my lips around my cock? Is she going to suck my cock? You'd like that, wouldn't you? I can just imagine it. You've done it before. I've sucked your cock before. Every single time, you just end up jizzing all over my face. And I love it. Much like I love you. But we're not going to do that today. Oh. Jess, or well, miss. That has me wondering what you have got planned. Give me a moment. There's a paper bag next to the car seat. Let me just have a look. I did bring something with me. Where is it? Ah, there it is. I had in my hand this plastic bottle. A plastic bottle that promised me moisture when I needed it. Being a dry Australian summer, moisture was definitely required, and moisture would be required in this situation. So there he was with his cock out, and I did put my hands around his cock, and it was then I realised that, you know what, I couldn't actually fit my hand around his cock. He was quite a girthy boy. But I didn't feel that comfortable doing this without a little help from our liquid friend. Oh, that feels cold. I'm glad it does. Ooh. That was a loud noise, wasn't it? Sorry, I'm just getting a little sweaty and squeaky on the lever of the car seat. God, that feels good. I have got my hands, well, one hand, on your cock. And I'm making these very slow strokes with my thumb and my first finger. Like a ring around your cock, which is twisting and rotating as we go up and down, but I'm not quite touching your head yet. And you see my other hands down here, right? It's around the base of your cock. Those balls are nice and tight. Somebody's turned on. I like that. I'll keep doing these slow strokes. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Oh, you've gone a bit quiet there. What's wrong? I like it when you are telling me what you're doing. Yes. See, I just used my other hand, moved from the base of your penis. You've given that head of yours a good squeeze. It's wet and it's sloppy, just the way I like it. I know when you masturbate, you do it wet, you use lubricant. In fact, I've watched you wank many times before, and I've watched the way you wank. Am I doing it right? Yes. Good. I'm worried. What's there to be worried about? It feels so good. You feel that firmness in my hands. As my hand continues to stroke your cock. Yes, let's give that head a little rub, shall we? Oh, a little squeeze. Oh, look at that, a bit of pre-cum. I'm trying my damn hardest not to put my mouth around your cock, because you know I love giving you head. I love giving you a blowjob and having you come all over my face. I'll be like one of those porno actresses. I'll sit there with my mouth wide open, with my tongue hanging out, waiting for your cum. Like the good cum slut I am. But today I turn the tables. Maybe I'm just going to stop rubbing your cock for a while. Oh, look at that. Your cock is twitching. You want to come, don't you? Yes, but. But what? Isn't it up to you to make that decision? Why do you think I stopped stroking your cock? What do you want me to do? Keep jerking me off. Keep stroking my cock. I want to come for you. Yes. Please stroke my cock. Yes. Please, miss. Make me come. Oh, look at that. You somehow got me to stroke your cock again. Now I know you like a nice firm touch, don't you? Oh, twisting around your cock. It's all wet and juicy. And right now you're imagining what it's like to have your cock in my pussy. You like it when I ride you hard, don't you? Yes. Let's keep pumping that cock. Come on. Come for me. Oh, I see what you're doing there. I'm going to... I might have to cover your mouth. Come on. Come on, Will. Come on, I want you to ejaculate. Come on. Good boy. Oh, look at that. All this white sticky cum all over my hands. Good boy, good boy. Give me a moment. I just had to put the radio back on because I think there may be a car behind us. And I don't want them to think that I've been deliciously unkind to you. Was I unkind to you? No, Jess. Not at all. With that, he pulled up his pants, zipped himself back up, and we went home. I remember when he took his trousers off upon our return, and there he was in the bedroom with this huge cum stain right on his black underwear. I was highly amused given what had happened, and of course I let him fuck me that night. It was a fantastic sex session because we were all sort of pent up from what had happened earlier, and it seems those little declarations of wannabe love were, well, the correct thing to do. I mean, our relationship just grew from strength to strength from that point, and, well, we've been happily married for, oh wow, has it been 12 years already? I can't believe that. I mean, what sealed the deal? A deliciously unkind hand job.